As I said before, the evidence about supplementation is in. It's no longer speculative. Those who supplement do not suffer the same fate as those who don't supplement. Whether you're talking about cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and pretty much all the other diseases as well, you're far less likely to be struck down if you use food supplements. Those are facts. As I told you before, it's no longer speculative. You'll live longer, healthier lives by supplementing. To help make a point here, I'm going to draw a comparison between smoking and supplementing. We all know that smoking increases the risk of disease, not only disease, but also debility and premature death. The CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, lists smoking as the number one cause of death in its latest publication. Smokers, for example, can increase their risks for some cancer by 400%. So I don't think that we're jumping to conclusions when we say that smokers are prepared to take huge health risks. I guess you could ask, what's that got to do with supplementation? Well, simply this. Those who do not supplement also take a huge health risk. They may or may not smoke, but by not supplementing, they're foregoing a health benefit that may have an equivalent weight equal to the negative weight of smoking.